The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us now.
Episode 388, 2024 MLB preview show. Steven and Vin are here. Danny will join us in a little bit. We got Devin joining us. And there he is. There's the face of the place. Snacks. Snacks, I said I'm coming right at you to start the show. I got a very important question. And it's actually not baseball related.
Talk to me.
It's more important. Where are we meeting to riot at the NBA offices when Jalen Brunson does not win the MVP?
The office is in Sea Caucus. The train station's right there. So
okay, we'll so right there at the train station?
We'll meet there and then we'll go because there is no player in the NBA more valuable than JB.
My coworker said the only guy, and it's also the only guy I want the Knicks to even circle on their must-have this summer, that you could possibly argue would be Luka.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Jokic does it like that. Jokic is going to get to the point where he's LeBron, where, yeah, he's the best player in the NBA, but he never wins MVP. So can we – you take Jalen off the Knicks, and the Knicks are garbage.
Look at those two games they played without him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they weren't pretty.
The Hawks without Trae Young, they got blown out.
Look at this. Snacks has notes.
Yeah.
Snacks is always prepared. Remember when he misses the show? He always sends out his list.
Always.
He's the only one of us that actually comes prepared for this shit.
I wouldn't say. I mean, I got an Excel sheet. I'm ready to go.
You guys are going to hate my picks, though.
I always hate your picks.
Well, let's go into it, boys.
Fuck you. Yeah, let's jump right
in. I nailed Garrett Cole last year.
Dev, how you feeling, buddy?
How's that working out right now?
Not bad. I mean, my hockey team sucks.
Yes.
I'm excited for baseball because my hockey team sucks. So
my hockey team doesn't suck.
I'm not enjoying the fact that I don't have Garrett Cole for 1 to 2 months. That kind of sucks. It kind of takes the excitement out a little bit, especially of like getting Juan Soto or getting to watch Juan Soto and Judge hit back to back was like an exciting thing. And then you have pair with Garrett Cole being the reigning AL Cy Young winner. And now I don't have him for 2 months. So we're going to rely on Rodon now, which I'm not very happy about. I'm scared. But, I mean, I like what the Jets did. I've been watching that.
This is a baseball
I'm not
show.
High on them yeah. either.
Until yeah. his high ankle sprain
this
happens.
This is a baseball show. Okay.
Wait, Devin, real quick before we get into the baseball, I have a question about, like, the whole Jets thing. Mm-hmm. I genuinely don't understand, like, why Joe Douglas is being praised like some god when he's sign 1 year. I guess it's the 1 year deal thing to it's, guys that are all injury prone beyond belief. Like they are. I don't understand.
I mean, the only move to make it left tackle was going to be to get Tyron Smith.
I agree.
The only person out there that was even worth anything. I mean, you went from a guy who gave up 13 sacks last year in Mekhi Becton to Tyron Smith, who is an all pro. Pro Bowl caliber left tackle. So I'll take it. I know he hasn't been healthy for a full season since 2015, but like I'll roll the dice on that instead of watching Mekhi Becton be a turnstile at left tackle. Douglas just gets a lot of praise, I guess, because of the way he's drafted when he got Garrett Wilson and Jermaine Johnson and had a really well first round, you know, the previous years. I wasn't happy with this year's pick with Will McDonald. I know that he's going to try to do what you know he did to Jermaine Johnson because this year Jermaine Johnson was just a beast. I don't know if it's going to work with Will McDonald, but we'll see. I know they had Jadeveon Clowney in today to see if they can get him, but we'll see what that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets a lot of praise, but he also doesn't really deserve a ton of praise because
he's going on year six.
6 year and no playoffs.
That was my end. Yeah.
And
yeah.
He was supposed to fix the offensive line when he first came in, and it still isn't fixed. And we'll see if it's fixed this year. But again, who knows with injuries and whatnot. So, yeah, yep. I don't know. If it's not this year, I mean, I'm assuming Woody cleans house again and we start all over again. So,
circle of life.
That's it.
Circle of life. All right. Sorry, Steve. Good.
All good. All good. Did you want to elaborate on him talking about the Yankees, though? I know you're a big fan of Carlos Rendon, so.
No, I hate him. Although I did just see a report before we came on that.
That they Jordan Montgomery, they were talking to him again.
Talking to Montgomery.
Whoa! The player t-shirt might have to be bought.
Maybe Cashman atones for his merciful sin 2 years ago.
I think maybe the Yankees are hoping that they can get him back cheap, because the rumors were he was rated somewhere around 150 million plus.
And give him a similar to Snell deal,
$62 million. Maybe you can get Jordan Montgomery on a 1 or 2 year deal with an opt out, and see if he can try to get paid again next year or the year after.
Yeah, that's like what I would 40. Do.
Give him like 40 over 2 years.
I was gonna say he can't command more than Snell. So,
well, because it's getting late now. I mean, we're 8 days out from opening day, and he still's not on a team. And if the Yankees dangle a contract, maybe he takes it. So, I mean, I would love to have him back. With this rotation being what it is,
maybe he'll want to pitch opening day, unlike somebody else.
What a great pickup that was for you guys! Didn't see that come. Didn't see that disaster.
I fucking hate Marcus Stroman.
You know, as much as I can't stand the guy, it would be completely.
He's gonna have a Cy Young year. Come on. He's gonna win the Cy Young.
Fucking ridiculous, and you have to cheer for him.
Yeah,
like he's gonna just shove it up our asses for all the times we've just sat there and ripped him apart.
It's like snacks like, last year oh, ripping apart Cole over here.
ERA, so you got to clap for me every time I go out there now.
Listen, he'll give you 4.5 innings every game and you'll be happy.
You know, I can't hate that contract, though. Like, the contract Stroman got was really nothing. And if he pitches to what he did before, this, you know, I guess later on in the year with the Cubs where he kind of struggled, and I don't know if he was battling something or
he was pretty banged up all year last year. It seemed like.
I mean, for the first more than even the first half of the year, he was pretty dominant.
He was an all-star.
Just one game until like the eighth or ninth inning.
As a number three, I hate it. As a number three,
he was an all-star.
And if you do get Montgomery, he, you know, it would even push Stroman down to a number. Well, he'll be a number three now until Cole comes back, but it would push him down to a four with Cole came back. Which
and if he's the four, then I'm comfortable. I'm okay. I just think he's an epic loser. That's all.
I just think he's an epic loser who doesn't deserve to live. That's all. I mean, I mean,
essentially, yeah. I'm trying to be nice on national television here. So
wait, listen, we mentioned the Snell and Montgomery. It's just like look at all of Scott Boras's clients at this point. Like
he's
where's Cody Bellinger? What's Cody Bellinger doing? The guy.
I think people I think people are just done giving outrageous contracts to mid-tier players. Like I mean, I looked at the Rodon contract for the Yankees. You gave him like what was it, 160 something million dollars, and he threw to like a 5 ERA last year. Like, and you have him for another 5 more years. So like, I think teams are kind of just. Unless you're a Gerrit Cole, or we saw Yamamoto get a ton of money, or you know someone of that caliber, young arm that has Cy Young caliber, I don't think you're getting the big deal anymore. I just don't. I don't see it because people are just done rolling the dice on mid-tier players and watching.
I'm the one hoping Alonso fires Boras at some point during the season and just says, "I'm not going to sit out the entire spring training because you think I deserve $500 million when." Teams are sitting here begging me to play for 6 years at $300 million.
Montgomery is the only one because I feel like the other guys, like Belly and Snell and JD, I could at least, like, obviously JD is kind of past his time, but Snell and Bellinger, like, were obviously Snell literally just won a Cy Young. Bellinger has won an MVP. They were
at Snell one has point two Cy Youngs, right?
Right. Yeah, they were at some point considered a high level guy. Montgomery's never been that guy. So, no. Like, I don't know why, where the disconnect happened.
He pitched well in the postseason.
He pitched into a contract, but yeah.
Yeah.
It also when the Yankees moved him, you saw the Yankee rotation kind of take a dip that year. Like, it wasn't a terrible rotation when he was in it, and then they moved him, and it kind of took a dip. Well, and that's where people kind of look at it like, hey, wow, was that kind of like a Montgomery problem?
I think the Yankees thought they had another deal on the table when they got rid of Montgomery. I think they thought they were going to get somebody from the Marlins or
Sergio
something
Lopez,
like that, where they were going to get another pitcher, and it just didn't come into.
We were talking about Montgomery. He made two good, like, In the ALDS, he got lit up. I'm looking at it right now. He had 4 runs in 4 innings. He made 2 very good starts in the ALCS, and then he gave up 4 runs in 6 innings in the World Series. Like, he didn't pitch phenomenal. It wasn't med bum. Like, he wasn't the MVP. They shouldn't have
been. No, but on most teams, he's probably a solid number three, though. And
yeah.
But he's going to give you innings, and he's, you know, not injury prone. And
that's not a $150 million guy, though. Like, that should have been the situation.
Well, and that's to the point of where we're not giving players like this these absurd contracts. Right.
I mean, before last year, I would have Rodon come in the year before. He had like a 2-point-something ERA.
Yeah.
But before that, if you look at before, I mean, his stats were never really anything crazy. Like, it was just like, okay, you're kind of mid. And so I think teams are done rolling the dice on pitchers having career years and being like, okay, well, let's just give you $150 million because you had a career year last year.
Right.
I think people are becoming smarter and realizing that pitchers get hurt all the time, and they're really not worth all that money unless you are a Gerrit Cole or, you know, when DeGrom was still dominant and not getting hurt, you know, a Jacob DeGrom or somebody like that. I don't think they're going to give him out to guys like Jordan Montgomery anymore. I'm kind of surprised Snell didn't get more. I mean, he does have 2 Cy Youngs under his belt, and if you look at all of his numbers, he pitches to like a 3.5 ERA almost every year.
But his biggest thing, and our friend Tommy always mentioned it to us, he's like a 5-inning guy.
Five inning guy. And can we also, in between Cy Youngs, he was not good. He was actually bad. So,
well, he's like a better Rick Porcello, in my opinion. Like, he's just
not,
that kind of guy.
Not a bad comparison.
But he also sits there and I mean, if I could get guaranteed 5, maybe 6 innings from Blake Snell every time he goes out there, I would take it. You know, most of the game now is getting into the point where you only face, you know, the same batters twice, and they don't go a third time through the rotation. So, I mean, the Yankees have a deep enough bullpen to kind of handle the fact that Snell would only pitch about 5 innings, sometimes 6. So I wouldn't have hated signing him. I think he would have been a good arm to put into the rotation, but I don't know if I can trust Clark Schmidt and Nestor Cortez to kind of carry the load now.
Is Chapman going to come back to the Bronx after you know, the video?
All right, get on with this. Let's go. No, stop. You just know how to irk buttons. It's ridiculous.
Yo, that video though, like,
it's unbelievable.
Is that his grandfather? I don't even know who that was.
That's like his mom.
I don't know.
Anyway, what happened to Bangos?
So what are your guys' thoughts on the rest of the American League East? Because I think that, you know, outside the Red Sox, I think it's a deep division. I think the Red Sox could put up a fight, but, like, I don't think they're built.
They're not putting up a fight.
They may make games interesting, but that would be about it.
Sure.
That would be about it.
I mean,
the Orioles are the top of the class.
Right.
What was the quote from the Red Sox? That they were going to go full throttle this offseason?
I believe full throttle
and
was the quote.
Full throttle was what? Tyler O'Neill and
Lucas Giolito got signed. Even
Lucas
though
he has also
signed. Tommy John?
He does, yeah.
They signed somebody. I know they were talking to Montgomery, but nothing ever came of that.
I'm so shocked they didn't sign Snell as soon as.
Like, if I was Red Sox fan, I would be so mad.
Would you though? Because you waited 86 years for a World Series, and then you won like 3.
You
trade
your best players
7 years, and now it's like whatever.
No, you trade your best players away for nothing, and that's what you get.
Yeah. I mean, but the rest of the division, I don't think. I mean, the Blue Jays always seem to disappoint.
Yeah, and the Rays are the Rays.
The Rays will win 90 games.
They also lost their best hitter in Wander.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up when we were going to talk about the AL. The Rays don't scare me one bit.
No, I'm not afraid.
It's not exactly their decision to get rid of Wander Franco.
It was
his personal decision not to play major league baseball.
I mean,
it was Florida PD.
Yeah,
and Cuba.
He went full Epstein, and that's what happened. So,
wherever he's from.
So I'm not afraid of the Rays. The Orioles, I think, are the top. The Orioles are the ones that I fear the most out of this division, in my opinion. They're young, they're fast, they're talented. I just Jackson Holliday is going to be a stud.
There's no way he doesn't make the roster next week, right? Like, they're not stupid enough to care about his contract. Like, I would just give him the extension.
They might just hold off and then call him up and get that extra year of control.
I was going to say, they probably want the extra year of control.
He's also, 19. But you could also, basically say, hey, come for a month, do well, and we'll just sign you first.
If he started the season with the Orioles, he'd be the first player since Juan Soto to start with a team.
Under the age of 20, right? 19,
yeah,
he's... I don't think it's going to happen, but also because
I think they hold off and wait and they'll call him up. He'll play this year, but I don't think he starts with the team.
Cause he plays short but Gunnar's already playing short. I think
he's been playing second a lot of the spring.
Okay.
He's apparently the one that was like, I'm going to move because you have a shortstop already. You know, unlike the Mets who have 30 shortstops who all only want to play shortstop. This guy was
have you seen that thing about the Padres?
How everybody's just going to play shortstop?
Seven of their nine players were shortstop. Because they moved Bogarts over, because they moved Tatis out. Jake Cronenworth played shortstop, and he's the first baseman. It's like, it's all shortstop.
Oh, yeah, we're running our franchise like the Padres. That's great. Yeah,
that's great.
Every year, you used to sit there and be like, oh, well, the Orioles can hit, but they have no pitching. And then they got Corbin Burns. And
they had a solid rotation.
Well, now they have literally a solid ace. Their bullpen is nasty. I mean, they're going to be...
Well, didn't the closer get Tommy John? Somebody on them got Tommy John, didn't they?
Yeah, but I remember them having, multiple guys that had, a 1-point-something ERA. The bullpen is nasty.
Yainer Cano, I think, is going to close now. But they signed Kimbrel, too. So whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know.
They're going to be a problem. They're going to be the team to beat in the AL East.
The only thing with them is, as good as they were last year, it's the young kids are all going to be good, theoretically. But... you never know with young players. They could definitely take a step.
Does it go to their head? Does last year go to some of their
heads?
But I
always
think the rest of the division has too many question marks. The Blue Jays never take that step to take over the division.
Excuse me. I'm done with the Blue Jays. Did you not watch Danny Vogelbaet hit a bomb off Garrett Cole in the second week?
Well, that's when you knew he had a problem.
And the Rays.
He literally went for an MRI after that.
The Rays, I don't fear. The Red Sox are terrible. And in order for the Yankees to even pass the Orioles, you would have to have Judge and Soto be obviously Judge and Soto. But then I would need an 850 OPS year for Rizzo. I need Stanton to actually wake up and be Stanton. He had three bombs tonight in spring training.
I was going
to
say,
I need him to be not only healthy, but also produce at a 35 home run, 100 RBI type level.
You need LeMahieu to be a hitter again.
You need LeMahieu to hit again.
Well, LeMahieu's got
he's hurt now, right?
The foot.
What about contract year Glaber? I think contract.
I hope he plays well enough in the first half where you trade him.
Well, I think Glaber's always hit. It's always been his defense where you kind of sit there and you shake your head at it. He's been pretty consistent hitting. So
my opinion is in the American League, there's basically the Astros, the Yankees, and then the rest of the American League. Right? If you look at it on paper right now, it's basically those three. Well, I'm not ready to put the Orioles in there yet because I want to watch them start the season. I think
that's fair. That's fair. They were dominant in the regular season last year. Yes, correct. They flamed out because they're young in the playoffs, but they got that experience. I'm telling you, you want to get all right, so why don't you start, Steve? Who's your AL East pick? I don't know
which one. They're actually my AL East pick.
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't know which one you wanted to start with, but because we were on that point.
Yeah.
And we were talking, I figured it would probably be a round table of Orioles. Well, Devin may pick the Yankees. He's kind of...
No, I'm going to pick the Orioles as well.
Yeah, same.
I think Aldi's one of the best catchers in the league. I think he's going to end up becoming...
You add Corbin Burns?
They made that trade. That was the moment you go and you put your money on
losing,
them. To
losing
win the
Garrett Cole is huge. It's
massive.
That's
going to
give you seven innings every time you go.
And that's the reason I didn't pick him to win.
And I'm not.
Yeah.
And also, that's a question mark. They're saying he could be back in 2 months.
Right.
Yeah,
they're hoping the next MRI looks good.
I think they add a pitcher by the deadline if they don't get Montgomery. But. I mean, to not have him and lose seven innings a game from him and kind of give your bullpen that rest that it needs.
Yeah, the bullpen's been fried.
The rest of the rotation has to be nails until he gets back. Otherwise, this bullpen's fried by the All-Star.
I will tell you this. I don't know about the minor league system the Yankees have, but I am happy for the Yankees that they didn't trade it all away for Dylan Chase to just
Oh no, I would
have. Well, they do have a lot of young arms that look really good. Like than Clayton Beater and Will Warren and Chase Hampton and these guys. Like
they gave up two top 10 guys, prospects, the Padres, for a guy for basically 2 years of arbitration on a guy.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Just 2 years is a good
amount
of time.
It is a long time, but
no, because they wanted Spencer Jones.
Isn't it amazing though that how they want the number one prospect in our system, but then they'll just accept like the sixth or seventh prospect in somebody else's system?
Like, well, if you're willing to throw in that extra guy, that's what it
like,
comes down
all
to.
All we heard was like, oh, the White Sox want Spencer Jones. Like, it's a deal breaker. If you don't get Spencer Jones, they're not trading him. And you're like, okay, well, then you see this trade to the Padres, and you're like, okay, well, somebody bid had to go back. Like, their number one prospect had to go back. No, they got their best prospect that got back was the one we traded for Juan Soto. It's amazing to me how people just settle for less when it's not the Yankees. And then all of a sudden it's the Yankees. Well, we need Jason Dominguez. We need Spencer Jones. We need us. Like, dude, you just accepted the eighth prospect in the fucking Padres system who have no more prospects.
Nothing more, or money at all to pay the
I remember
when we were trying to get Castillo and they wanted our literally top three prospects.
They wanted Volpe and Dominguez.
And they wanted Peraza.
And Peraza. And we're like, and then he gets traded to the Mariners. And like, oh,
for
yeah,
like,
we'll
for
this,
like,
this, this,
the
like, who
ninth,
are these guys?
Their 9th, 13th, and 18th prospect. It was ridiculous.
I usually don't like to sit there and say, oh, well, there's a, but like, I feel like there's a Yankees. Like, nobody wants to help the Yankees. They just,
no,
don't.
Of course not. And they shouldn't. And nobody respects Brian Cashman.
Like,
yeah, but everybody looks at it as the Yankees are supposed to have this top notch minor league system that they're just willing to give up anybody to.
Well, you know what? People
trade
want
for their championships.
Minor league arms. Like, I always see that, you know, like when we traded for Frankie Montas, they wanted Waldichuk. When we traded for Scott Efros, they wanted, you know, Wes Nesty. Like, they want our minor league arms. We seem to produce a lot of minor league arms. And even, like I said, in the spring, Clayton Beater's looked good. We got Clayton Beater for trading Joey Gallo. And Clayton Beater's been nails in the minors for us. Will Warren, Chase Hampton, like, these guys are going to be a part of this team at some point this year, I'm assuming, coming out of the bullpen or starting games or something. So, I mean, we'll have depth in arms, but I still am not thrilled about not having Gerrit Cole. Like,
to me, that's the difference between being the first wild card and winning the division. It's just
right.
That,
well, our,
that
right.
2 months, you go down to being whatever, you know,
right.
88 wins.
In my opinion, I think it's going to be the Orioles and the AL East that they're taking.
Do we all agree AL East Orioles?
I think so.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
with Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the balance. That was going to be the balance.
I mean, even with Cole, though, you need a lot of things to go right. Volpe's got to take
the health.
Rizzo has to be healthy and actually be Rizzo like he was the year before. Mm-hmm. Stanton's got to be
healthy.
No. You know, I'm not worried about Juan Soto and Judge. I think they're going to get great seasons from both of them. And honestly, I think one of them will probably win the MVP this year. But you need other things to break right as well. And I don't know if that's going to happen. Volpe's got to hit better. He's got to get more average. I know he hit 20 home runs. He stole 20 bases, whatever. But he's got 40-plus steals potential and 25 home run power, and that average needs to sit somewhere around at least 260, 270. He can't be in the 220s and 230s. Like, he's got to bump it up another 30, 40 points.
He will. Volpe's going to be a stud.
I want to see that happen.
You could just tell he's going to be a stud.
And, I mean, even if that all happened, you'd still have a real – issue trying to keep up with the Orioles, in my opinion. I think they're going to be really, really good this year. So, Orioles would be my pick in the AL East.
I'm intrigued with the Orioles to see how they start, right? Because last year they started off slow, and then they started slowly building it up and coming together towards the end of the year. Can they start hot and stay that consistently? Because I think they, like Snack said, they flamed out in the playoffs. They got hot at the end of the season. They got into a very tight race. And then they were just, they put it all on the line to win the division, and then poof, it's gone. Yeah. That's the end of it.
It could have been an experience of being flamed out and youth. Like, that's, right.
And they ran into a buzzsaw.
That was the other
that
thing.
Too.
They
that
ran
too,
into the
yeah.
Rangers.
Yeah.
The only thing about the Blue Jays before we get into the NL East and stuff.
I'm so sick of the Blue Jays.
I am too. But one of these years, they're going to have to do it.
Honestly,
I don't know if they do.
No, you know why? Vlad Guerrero stinks.
He's yeah, really not he's good. Overrated. He's one of the most overrated players in baseball.
Devin, like, I fully agree with that. He's so just, overrated.
Every year they hype him up. This could be he's got fucking MVP caliber.
He's on the fucking cover of the game. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm like, dude, this guy sucks. Like, he's not good. Like, he hasn't taken that step into like being a superstar. And he just, yeah, he's so overhyped. I don't like him. I wouldn't want him on my team. I think he's arrogant when he really has no backing to be arrogant. Like him walking off the field and yelling, "This is our house" and stuff. Like, bro, you were batting like 230 at that point and you were just completely underachieving.
Everything. And you had like, just lost the series. Like,
right.
Like, it's just 3-1.
Really, overrated really is a better word. Stinks is harsh, but overrated. Yes, well,
they talk about him like you should be in the same conversation as like
Judge. You should be an MVP.
Like and you're not. He's not in the same time. You're not even in the same stratosphere.
No, you're not the best hitter. Bo was a better hitter than him at this point.
Yeah, I would take Bo Bichette.
I would take Bo over him.
They literally took 100%. All the good players from the 90s and were like, "We're gonna take all your children and put them on this team and hope we're good."
The only reason he's relevant is because of his last name. It really his the only
brother, who the Mets signed, is projected to be better.
It just this guy
he's
had
bigger
such
than
a fall
Vlad.
From grace.
He's bigger than Vlad
like
Senior.
Raging about this guy. And
he's well, if he's gonna be a Met, he's either gonna be
he's
like
probably gonna
dead. He's gonna either he's be gonna dead be bad, or right? or just never get out of single A.
It only took us 30 years to get a Guerrero. It's okay. Leave me alone.
Whoa!
Hey! Whoa! Hey. Whoa! We don't have a blur. We don't have a blur screen here, buddy.
I haven't seen Vin in a while, and he's come out guns blazing.
We're ramped it up a little.
We're getting back into it. We're getting back
he's
into
talking
it.
Talking about this Lottie all week. He's like, I just got a chamber.
Early and it'd be a whole thing. So
Vin's got a chamber ready to go for you.
Oh God.
Okay.
Good, fuck so him. Before we go to the analyst, we might as well stay in the AL, right? So
I was
what about
the
say,
are we gonna go? Are we gonna go?
We're gonna go in order. We're gonna stay in the league, and then we'll go in order. So let's go with the Central because this is more fun. This I think is a quick but intriguing one.
The AL Central.
The Central, because like none of these teams are good.
Okay. Can I go first? So you guys shit on me?
Go for it.
Go for it.
Tigers.
Damn it.
You too.
Yeah, like
scumbag.
They got talent.
Marcana said that they're going to win the World Series this year.
Like, they have arguably the best manager in baseball.
Yeah,
and they have this young talent. They scream. I don't want to say it because the Orioles were so good last year, and I think the Tigers may be a year away from that. But they scream projection to like top of the division in the weakest division in all of baseball by far.
Fangraphs have them at 79 wins.
Yeah, I'm going over on that.
I would take I'll take
third in the division, by the way.
That's crazy though, because when I looked at FanDuel's odds today, like for them to win the division was +340, which isn't that crazy.
No.
I don't know. I'm gonna take my shot on the best manager in the American League, maybe baseball, a young up and coming team that has kind of been on the cusp for a little while. They were not embarrassed last year. I'm taking Detroit.
Yeah, me too.
Wow. We should just stop the show there and never record again. Like, Snacks have been agreed with something.
It's just they have a lot of young talent. Spencer Torkelson had 30 homers last year.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Kind of quietly.
On that you forgot
I am going to go check my balcony and see if pigs are flying. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm personally not ready to put them in the playoffs yet.
It's probably a year early, but, you know.
I think it could be a year early. It's one of those, like, they got a bunch of nobodies and Mark Canna.
Imagine Javi Baez like returns to
Javi Baez swung at a baseball 5 feet out of the strike zone, shockingly, and it went 12 inches away from the plate.
So bad.
Like, of all the shit moves the New York Mets make ever, not re-signing Javi Baez may be the greatest thing they've ever done.
Yeah, it's very one of smart. The best moves.
Did I miss any other Central picks while I was looking at pigs flying?
I said. That I'm not ready to crown the Tigers yet.
Well, I don't trust the Twins and the Indians or whatever they're called. No.
Excuse me. Stop being racist. Stop being racist.
The Royals and their ace, Seth Lugo, don't forget about them.
I mean, the White Sox.
You guys
like
the
Royals.
I like Bobby Witt Jr. That dude is
That's fun. Yeah,
he's going to be good when you trade for him, Dev. Don't worry. When the Yankees trade the number one prospect for Bobby Witt Jr.,
It's going to be another year with the Guardians.
Okay. I'm going to put it on the Twins. I just feel like they're the ones that every year just deserve
to. I don't think the Tigers are ready to pop yet, but I'll say the Twins, and I think Tigers will finish in second. Guardians are ass.
That's fair.
Danny, who'd you say? Guardians?
Yeah.
So this division could be a little fun. It's just going to be like 85 win fun.
Yeah, yeah.
This division has like the NFC and the AFC South. Like, yeah. Nobody wants to watch it, but everybody's watching it because it's such a close race.
It's like last year when you were like, oh, the 7 and 8 Saints could still win the division the last week of the season. Like, what?
Or when the Giants were like 5 and 10 and, oh my gosh, we were shocked.
We're like fighting for a playoff spot. And beat the Packers and jumped them for a playoff spot.
Well, all right, can we please not talk about this?
Only the playoffs, though.
Please go to a different division.
How about the AL West? What do we
think? That's a good one.
That's going to be a fun division. Do the Rangers continue going?
I think they have a hangover.
Does Seattle finally? Seattle's like the Blue Jays of that division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With more talent.
Well, yeah, Julio Rodriguez. Cool is
well, they you got need better, to have a bounce pitching. Back year this year.
Seattle's bullpen's ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, that division goes through the Astros, right?
Yeah, so I'm with Devin.
Nobody mentioned the Athletics
it's so
yet.
It's hard to. Yeah, I mean, the
you're not going to mention them for a long time.
JD Davis, yeah. Bro.
to me, it's a little bit of a Yankee-Oriole thing we talked about with Cole. Seager's going to be out early in the season for the Rangers. Yep. They're kind of like, yeah, well, there goes your division shot. You know,
they also have no.
Is DeGrom DeGrom's not pitching?
I think he could be back. Yeah, they both are out.
DeGrom's going to pussy himself out, and he's going to, oh, I have the slightest thing, and not.
There's well, no, seeming to be back later in the season.
He'll be back. Yeah, he'll come back, and then he'll be out. So it's
he'll get blown up that first game with like a 70 ERA, and then be like, yeah, I'm
throw six shutout innings and have to leave in the seventh inning, and then they'll go over and do this again.
Discomfort, I don't miss that. Three MRIs, yeah.
It's like my Saquon Barkley. So it's like Saquon Barkley all over again.
So we all agree.
There's so much of me that wants to be like, you know, the Mariners are finally going to take this fucking division.
It might have been good if the ground signed with the Phillies.
I can't see it yet either. I can't. Steven, it's not.
I know.
It's not crazy. I don't see it yet. I think the Astros have – this could be the final year of
their – the last dance for Berkman. I mean –
Berkman. Bregman, a bunch of them have contracts Bregman, up this year, I think. Berkman, I think Altuve. Doesn't Altuve's contract?
No, he extended.
Oh, I didn't realize – I didn't see you got it.
Yeah.
It's the last dance.
Let's see.
Somebody else is a free agent, though. I don't know who.
Altuve is no.
They just brought in Hader, like
Berkman, Graveman.
Oh, yeah. Just bring in Hader. Shit.
Kendall Graveman's a free agent at the end.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I thought maybe it was Kyle Tucker, but it's not Kyle.
No.
Tucker's got another year.
Did I ever tell you about the story about?
They
Kyle
all have
Tucker?
Another year.
You told me.
I told you, Danny. I know that. All right. So real quick, Kyle Tucker story, and then we can move on. But Kyle Tucker was the starting right fielder for the first Yankee-Astro game after COVID when fans were allowed in the stadium. Okay. And
this one, Snacks got kicked out of the stadium.
Correct, I did. Mm-hmm. And we went to the game, and we sat in the right field bleachers, like three rows up. Me, my brother, a few of our friends. Kyle Tucker was not on those cheating teams. But that poor bastard got the brunt.
He always take the ass of it.
We looked up his mother, his girlfriend, his sister.
No.
And we chanted. Oh yeah, it was ugly. It was ugly. You thought the fuck Altuve chants were bad? No, it was ugly. And then I took it to a different level in the seventh, and then I got kicked out.
There was a pitcher. Oh. I forgot who it was, who said his favorite place to play was Citi Field, because like he was in the outfield.
And they babied him.
Who's that? Hi. Betty. Who's Betty Hi. Ford? Come, who's watching videos?
come to the match.
No. Apparently, some kid threw a ball at him and just missed. And he kind of like looked at the kid and started laughing and asked him if he wanted the ball back. And the kid was like, "No, I was trying to actually hit you." <That's funny. laughs> I was like, "All right,
that's funny. I get behind that."
So it's one of those things, right? It doesn't matter. I think it was like a Brave guy who's never been on the team, and he like it was his first time there as a Brave, I think it was one of those things. So we're all saying the Astros in the West, though, right?
Yeah. 100%.
Yep.
It's going to be tight. It's going to be close. But another great Astros story is their closer, Rafael Montero, started Jose Fernandez's last pitch at Citi Field, last game at Citi Field. Vin and I were there.
That's just a great story.
Thanks, Steve.
Rest in peace.
Should have been the ante.
Well, if he didn't go on the boat, maybe he would be.
You didn't see that speed bump.
If you don't do cocaine and go on a boat at 3 o'clock in the morning, you never know.
His desk is still alive and kicking. All right, so
he was legitimately destined to be a Yankee. All right, Steven, are we doing?
We'll go NL East.
Okay, all right. So we're doing all divisions, then wild.
We'll do the divisions, then we'll go into the wild cards.
Okay.
NL East.
We could just skip the NL East.
Yeah,
we could just give it to the Braves, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
We're punting on the season, so they're fourth place.
I'm sorry.
Do they finish above or below the Marlins?
Below.
The Marlins are getting ready to sell. They're almost at that point where everyone's in a contract.
They won't be below the Marlins. They'll be even with them.
I'll tell you how it's going to go. It's going to be Braves, Phillies, Marlins, Mets, Nationals.
Okay.
That's how it's going to go.
I don't think so.
Because let me tell you something. The Marlins have arms, bro. They have legit arms.
Don't worry. Next offseason, they're all available. It's almost payday for them.
And they're trying to trade all of them.
Yeah, but because they have so many of them.
Well, they also don't have Sandy's out
for the year. They need more hitting. But they have an arsenal like that people want to trade for. I guarantee they make a trade for another bat at some point in the year.
Their best hitter is like Josh Bell.
And Josh Chisholm's like the most overrated guy.
I'm gonna disagree because we obviously all picked the Braves. I actually think it's Braves, Phillies, Mets, Marlins. Nets.
I think it's most likely.
It's going to be one or the other in the Mets.
I don't think you guys know how much I love making fun of the Mets. They're not as bad as everybody says.
Offensively, they could be okay.
Fields batting fourth on the rotation.
Kodai Senga gets hurt and he's not there.
He's already hurt.
But I'm saying, when is he supposed to be back?
Like maybe late May.
You know what? I'm gonna say this right now. I think Gerrit Cole throws a pitch before Kodai Senga does.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
We'll see.
I'm gonna give you my best prediction on Cole. You're holding off on his. He wants to hold off on Tommy John because he has an opt out at the end of the year.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a tear. You would have to have a tear.
That's what they're saying.
Well, that's three different doctors said that. The guy that worked on Ohtani.
I was just going to say, I think the same thing. This is almost like the same thing with Tanaka. I don't think it's quite the same. Tanaka never got the surgery, and he was still great.
Tanaka had a slight tear in his arm.
Right. He could have got, yeah, but he never did.
He pitched through it. He rehabbed it, pitched through it, but he was never the same. Like, when he first came to the Yankees, he was able to dial it up to around 97.
I miss Masahiro.
When he had the UCL tear and stuff, he got to like 94, 95 max. And that was him like really pushing. He would only see that in the playoffs. Other than that, he'd stay around 92, 93. But Cole doesn't have any tear in his elbow. It's
what's the problem?
No, he doesn't.
It's nerve. It's inflamed nerves in his elbow, is what they said. Because they took all the MRIs and stuff on his elbow. He went to three different doctors. The same guy that worked on Ohtani and Kobe and all them was the last guy he saw. And he said there's no tear there. In his opinion, it's inflammation of the nerves in his elbow. And to shut it down for 4 to 6 weeks.
And that was like the head guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I personally love watching Gary Cole.
He didn't tell me to get on the helicopter. He just said... You're fine. Like, am I not going to take the doctor's advice because of what happened to Kobe? Like, that's
I can't believe Devin just went there. I can't believe that just happened. Anywho,
Kobe out there. I was like,
let's go to the other shitty division in baseball, the National League Central.
Really quick, the floor of the Mets rotation is underneath the ground. So yes, it's possible that it could be.
I don't like their rotation. I don't like their bullpen. I mean, I know Diaz.
Peterson will be back in July.
Will be the
Diaz is back, but I don't know how you get to Diaz.
I mean, they brought Ottavino back. He's fine.
Oh, didn't you re-sign Ottavino? He's all world.
Goat. The goat. You mean the goat.
He's not great.
As long as someone's not on base, bro. He's
pretty good. And, I mean, that's about it, I'll be honest.
The pitching worries me for the Mets. And,
guys. We have the pitching academy, so it's going to be
They have a lot of dart throws in the bullpen, and they're really banking on this pitching lab thing.
And McNeil needs to be better. And
don't worry, Vin.
Alonso in a contract year will probably have a really good year, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But
Alvarez, I think, can be good.
Didn't the Mets have five aces at one point? And
six.
We had the best one. The best one is on the Phillies right now.
Yeah, the best one is on the Phillies.
Anyway,
the Wilpons didn't want to pay the best one and let him walk.
He was there. Anyway.
Were you there when we saw Steven Matz's first game?
Yeah, it was there.
I was there.
Yeah, it was there.
It was the highlight. It was a great.
You got to watch an inning and a half of the game from the day before and then watch Steven Matz.
You think his grandpa hates him now because he sucks?
His grandpa passed away.
You could still hate somebody from heaven.
Yeah.
It could be the reason.
Between Kobe and Grandpa Matt, what is going on?
Maybe that was like the end of his life. He said, "You suck. I'm God. I'm out."
Do you remember the scene? Do you remember the scene in Happy Gilmore when he looks up over the house
and they're all just there,
Chubbs and Abraham Lincoln, and
alligator.
They send each other that all the time.
It's one of the greatest things ever.
Yeah, we send that to each other every couple months.
Oh my god. Okay.
Now the Mets are getting
more Force ghosts than Happy Gilmore ghosts, but anyway, god.
How about that NL Central, huh?
Oh
man.
This one was easy to me.
You think? I hope we don't have the same pick again.
It wasn't as easy, but it's kind of in the same.
Okay, before we give the picks, are we ready to put the Reds in the conversation?
Yep, we're doing it.
We're doing it. Reds. Oh my god, hell is freezing over.
Cincinnati Reds.
Kobe, Grandpa Matt, and Vin and Snacks
agreeing.
This is something.
I don't like
what
it.
A night. What
we're
a
really
night.
Banking on the young players. That's what it is. We're
but no, it's true. No, Vin, it's true. Yeah. It's true. But they showed it last year. They can do it.
Yeah.
You give them another year, just like it's honestly. What we said about the Tigers is exactly what we could say about the Reds.
Yeah.
So you know what the funny thing
about
it is?
Except the Reds showed a little bit more last year with their young talent. So
fan graphs, they have the Reds and the Tigers doing the exact same thing. Both are 79 win teams.
Because they don't believe that. They don't. They can't.
They also thought the Yankees would win 94 games last year. So
they have the Yankees at 88 this year.
That's way too much. Anyway,
that's about it. No, I'm going with the Reds. I like. I'm buying the hype. Ellie De La Cruz. We're doing this.
All right, Ben. All right.
I can't believe I'm doing it again. But those Cardinals just find a way to win that division. It's like the Braves. It's just consistently.
They won 71 games last year.
But they got Lance Lynn.
Yeah, I can't put the Cardinals up there right now. Honestly, I would put the Cubs up there before the Cardinals.
Yeah, I think the Cubs are the closer one. If I had to,
I think Brewers take a step back. They lost Woodruff. They lost Burns. Pitchers have the same.
They lost Council.
Yeah. Oh,
am I saying Hader?
Hader hasn't been there in 2 years.
He's been gone. That's a brain.
The Brewers take a step back.
I'm going to go with the Cubs. I'm going to be with the Cubs.
Maybe. I like the Cubs' arms. I like the Cubs.
I don't
Cubs,
hate that.
Bellinger back.
Hey, Craig Counts is a hell of a manager.
It's going to be a bad division, though. I'll
tell you.
I'm going Pirates.
No, I'm kidding. I'm going Reds.
Okay, Danny.
I mean, eventually the Pirates have to be good, right?
Nope.
They have.
They had that one year where Bengals. They made Cueto balked seven times in the first inning, but that
as
was
a team,
it.
As a person who roots for the New York Mets, eventually never has to come.
Never is coming.
Nope.
Listen, when you're all eating your words, watching the Mets Pirates National League Championship Series this year.
Listen, that'll be great. And then O'Neill Cruz is going to hit 800 in that series and shove it up our heads.
Is this on MLB The Show or
how those pigs look outside that window?
You want to go check?
Yeah.
Crazy. Oh, the NL West.
I don't even think you could win a World Series with the Pirates in the video game.
And then NL West. I'm pretty sure the game goes out of business. Like, ends on its own.
NL West is going to be the NL West,
I think. Yeah, we don't even have to do that. Yeah.
I want the Dodgers to fail so badly.
They're not.
Rockies are winning that division.
They're not going to.
Rockies, Pirates, first round playoffs. Let's go.
I want Yamamoto to have like a 5.5 ERA and just get lit.
Listen, they're already having problems. Fucking Otani's translator got kicked off the team for stealing money.
Wait, real quick, because that's really, I think that's the only thing we have to talk about the NL West right now.
Until we get to the wild card. Translator getting suspended, getting thrown out.
Yeah, it's crazy. Actually, maybe I don't want to talk about it because I don't really know all the details yet. I bookmarked an article that I want to read. That seems
really apparently sketchy. He's been crazy. Stealing money to use for gambling.
Yeah.
And like, and he's losing also.
Send him back to Japan.
And he's also like losing the money too.
Crazy. Well, the translator's the one doing the game. That's not him.
Oh, yeah, Otani knows what's going on. Stop it, Vin.
Just like Jordan never
maybe
gave his
he's
friend,
doing it
told his friends
and
that
the
he was going go for 40
hit.
To go bet on.
I think poor little Ipe was holding it down, and Shohei's letting him bite the bullet now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Poor no, his out-of-nowhere wife that plays basketball in Japan is probably the one.
Okay, this is the old Chris Carter, get yourself a fall guy. Okay. No, you're probably right about that.
This is the type of shit Calvin Ridley should have learned many years ago. This is the type of shit Calvin Ridley would have never missed a year of football if he knew about any of this shit.
Chris Carter did what?
Fair point.
What did Chris Carter do?
He lost in the NFC Championship game 41-0. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. He didn't.
I thought you were blaming him. I was like, it's 41-0. What is this his fault?
Steve, you were at that game, right?
Yes, I was. I was at both of those playoff games. That was insane. And I remember my dad wanting to leave. And I'm like, I don't know the next time I'm going to be able to watch my team win a championship.
Sure enough, took a while. Anyway.
Sure enough, I still haven't seen any since then. NL East was in Chicago, so I wasn't at that.
It was.
The NL, I meant.
NLCS was in Chicago. The NL East was in Cincinnati.
Right. The division was in LA, division series.
It was. Anyway.
I have been to, you'll be happy to know, Snacks, I've been to 2 World Series Game 5s.
We saw a couple Islander series wins.
That's true.
Did happen.
Oh, yeah? The Islanders. That's
but amazing. I was at the 2000 Game 5, and I was at the 2015 Game 5. I'm not going to World Series Game 5s anymore.
Oh, you.
I'm not going to Game 5s anymore.
Oh, Steven, I had no idea. That's terrible, buddy. Now I know why he's so fucking miserable.
Yep.
You put on a good fake happy laugh, though. That's
what can I tell you?
Good Christ.
Drugs are a great
guy. The guy who roots for the Knicks is trying to be high and mighty on people. It's really unbelievable.
They are literally arguably the best team in New York right
now. For the first time in decades.
1994. 30 years.
How many times do I got to come on here and say this shit? Never in my wildest dreams would I think.
I know.
Out of the 4 teams I root for, the Rangers are really good too, but they'll probably get bounced in the first round because it's hockey and you never know. As you guys know very well.
Yeah.
I never thought I would see the Knicks be the most well-run team in New York. And my highest hope for my next championship.
Yeah. I said it to a coworker today.
It's crazy.
The best thing about the Knicks right now is that when Thibodeau struggled when he got here and everybody wanted him fired, they
idiots.
Kept him.
Yeah, I they remember kept certain him. People at a tailgate last year were throwing him under the bus.
Wasn't me.
It wasn't you, but there were people, and you and me just look at each other laughing at them.
Thibodeau's the best coach we've had since Van Gundy. And he may be better than Van Gundy.
He's better than Van Gundy.
He's better than Van Gundy. Van Gundy had Patrick Ewing, who was one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
To be fair, that's not saying much.
In fairness,
I get that.
Thibodeau has Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson.
Mike Carnesack.
Listen.
And Josh Hart.
Isaiah Thomas.
Josh Hart plays 48 minutes a game.
And, you're preaching the choir.
And my boy, Deuce.
Deuce. The Deuce has been loose. All right, can we not talk about this? I'm going to get all fucking emotional. I really don't want to. I want to get through these picks because I've
been coming
back.
Right.
Snacks is
because
coming back.
I want to win this year.
Snacks,
I want to win.
Talking about right. Jalen Brunson makes him cry.
Snacks
is coming back in a month when the Knicks are going to the playoffs to tell us how we're winning.
Sam right.
He's not right.
You're not all right. I need more. I need more.
How much more do you want from him?
He had one superstar game. I need more.
I didn't say he was going to be a superstar.
No, I know. I've never not liked Deuce. I just didn't trust him off the bench. I don't think it's that crazy.
All right, wild cards.
All right, sorry.
Vin, three American League wild card teams. Go.
The Yankees are the first one.
It doesn't matter order.
Okay. I'm picking the Rays because I'm just so done with the Blue Jays. I can't take it anymore. Okay. And then the Rangers get another one because they're actually still good. When Corey Seager comes back, they'll make it.
All right, who wants to go next?
Yankees, Mariners, and Rangers.
Okay. Well, add the same, Steven.
Same 32. Right.
Same as Danny. Yep. Yankees, Rangers, Mariners.
Dev?
Yankees, Rays, Mariners.
Oh.
No Rangers.
World Series,
huh?
Hangover.
Yeah, I don't think they don't.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that play.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
They lost Montgomery.
I just don't want to see the Rays in it. I'll be honest.
The number one pitcher right now is who? Evaldi?
Probably Evaldi?
Yeah.
I know what I'm saying.
And I could see Adolis Garcia taking a step back.
He got paid. He's ready to go backwards then.
Yeah. So I would say that they miss. And especially losing Corey Seager at the beginning of the year, too. You get off to a slow start.
I feel like they got a pitch.
And that division is tough to start slowing with the Mariners and the Astros in there. And honestly, I don't think the Angels are going to be that bad. I think they're not making playoffs, but I don't think they'll be 73 wins bad.
I don't hate that take, by the way, with the Angels, real quick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be that terrible. I mean, they're not going to be great, but I think they're not going to be a laughing stock.
No, they're not going to be a doormat like they've been. Yeah, I don't hate that. Mariners
make it in.
I also think Ron Washington is going to be giving all of his players cocaine, and they're going to play better. So
okay,
and Mike Trout on coke is going to be a sight to see.
Oh yeah, not bad,
man. He's going to be happy. Good for him.
He'll be here.
Break day a home run record.
No wonder he didn't want to trade. Really quick, Rangers rotation: Eovaldi, John Gray, Andrew Heaney, Dane Dunning, Cody Bradford.
Yeah, who is that? Love it. Don't love it.
No, it's not great. It's not. It's concerning.
Yeah.
Well, John Gray is one of Tommy Heeman's favorites.
I think the Rangers just got hot at the right time. And
Dave, you said Yankees, Rays, and who?
Mariners.
Mariners. I think. I don't know when Max and Jake are coming back, but if they come back in time, they could. It's possible.
Yeah, I went with the Yankees, the Mariners, and the Rays as well.
Okay. I have no internet. The Mariners, took a step forward, but then, got rid of, they traded Eugenio Suarez. They don't want to win. It's weird. Their pitching is kind of stupid.
Andrew Heaney's still in the fucking league?
He is the number three starter for the Texas Rangers right now.
Oh, my God. What a trash. I remember when he gave up, 8 home runs to the Sox. I want to stab him in the fucking eye. I hate that guy. All right, so
add him to the list.
National League, I have Phillies, Giants, and the D-backs are going to go back to the playoffs.
Okay.
Are they going to go on a run like they did last year? That's to be seen, but I do think they'll still make the playoffs. So I got the Phillies, Giants. I think with Snell, it gives you a nice three in that rotation.
Logan Webb, yeah.
It's a pretty good offense in that team, too. It's not a terrible offense. They're going to hit, but yeah. And the D-backs, you can't go to the World Series and just completely bomb the next season.
Not according to Devin.
We've seen it billions of times.
All right, I'm going. All right, so, Steven, I agree with the first two, Phillies and Giants. I think those are kind of locked in. And I was struggling with this last one. I'm going with the Padres. They were so disappointing last year, but they have way too much talent to be this bad. I feel like a rebound is coming. Maybe not, maybe it's the seventh or the sixth, whatever. It was six wild cards. It's ridiculous how many teams make the playoffs. But I don't know. I'm going to bang on the talent. That NL West is ridiculous, but they also have a dog feeding Colorado Rocky team that they're all going to play 15 times and probably go 14-1. So I am going to go Phillies, Giants, Padres.
Okay. Damn it. Same reasoning.
Sorry, Dan. Sorry, Danny. I'm very, very sorry.
Oh, it's you hit them all on the head.
It's just like I couldn't find like the, I thought about the Cubs. I thought about the Cardinals because obviously I picked the Reds. I don't love the Cardinals. I like the Cubs a lot more.
Yeah, same.
I went for the last playoff spot because I think the Giants are a very good team, and I think the Phillies, which we're going to get to them in a minute with something I have to say. I went based purely on talent, and the Padres are arguably a top five on paper talented team. So those are my three.
Okay.
Vin's going to go Mets, Pirates, Rockies, right, Vin?
I was tempted to do it. I was.
Honestly, I thought about it too. Like just to ruffle just some feathers in here.
Out of the war, I'm going. I got Phillies. I'm going Cubs and D-backs. The Giants. I'm not there yet with the Giants. The Padres. Something's up there. Maybe if it was Soto, then it'll get cleared up. I think it's Tatis. I'll be honest.
So no, it's something seems like Tatis because
yeah,
he's a cancer.
Yeah, I don't like it. Also, they got rid of their manager. Maybe he was the problem. I don't know.
Well, see, that was another. I should have mentioned that reason before. The manager change can always spark a team like that. Yeah, right. But Vin, when you talk about the Giants, like I get it that maybe there's not enough offensively, but that pitching
is so mid. The lineup is so mid.
But the pitching is so good. They used to win but, those titles. Yeah,
that's
on
what
pitching,
I'm saying. It's very reminiscent.
They have two guys. They have three guys that may be in the top six in Cy Young voting. Like that's. That rotation is nasty, but I can understand your trepidations on it.
I'm not there. I got to see it. Like their best hitter last year was Wilmer Flores. Like yes. I'm not there yet.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Realistically, we all know it's going to be a central team to come out, but it would be nice to see the Giants pull it out. We've seen this a billion times.
I don't know. I think the West gets three in this year. As I said,
Kev?
Obviously.
I'm going to be a little different. I'm going to go Phillies, Reds, and Marlins.
Okay. Vin.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, the Marlins are going to finish ahead of the Mets just like they did in last year.
Okay.
This fucking
Marlins were a wild card team last year.
They were, yeah.
People forget. They were.
They did make the playoffs last year.
Shit,
You're not wrong.
Made the playoffs.
They did. And
they did. The Phillies beat the absolute piss out of them.
But
they made it.
They made it.
They were there. I just don't think the Diamondbacks get back to where they were. The Dodgers are a stronger team, so they'll lose more games against the Dodgers this year as well.
Corbin Carroll's so
good. I think the Reds will just barely outplay the Diamondbacks to make it into the playoffs. So
Devin, you have the World Series matchup last year. None are going back to the playoffs. I like it.
No.
I like it.
Just flipping the league on its head. I
like it.
The 9 fucking World Series that nobody watched.
I think I watched maybe 4 outs.
Yeah. Nobody cared. Literally when they saw
I saw there was one out left in the World Series. I was like, all right, I'll go watch the Rangers win their first one.
I watched Montgomery pitch and I didn't.
Right. I think I watched Scherzer pitch and I was like, let's see how bad this goes. And it didn't go that bad. And I was like, all right, well, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, Vin was my voice. I didn't watch a second.
Yeah, just that was it. Anyway.
Oh, is it World Series predict?
League MVPs. We're gonna go league.
All right, I like that. I like that. Save the World Series for that. I like that. Okay.
All right.
League MVPs. So going, you can go with both. You can go with just one league.
Let's do both.
Yeah, let's do.
We'll do both at once. All right. I'm gonna start us off. Right.
Go ahead.
In the National League, I think Otani's going to be good, but Acuña is the best player in the National League. No doubt about it. All over the place. Unless Ohtani comes back and pitches well enough to win the MVP, he's not going to be able to out hit Acuña all around.
Not happening this year. So,
American League, I already said it. Best catcher in the American League is in Baltimore, and he's going to win an MVP this year.
Wow.
I just think he's just all around incredible. Just, wow. First moment in the league where he just stood behind home plate, said hello to the umpire, and then just stood, looked around. You're like, all right, this kid's going to be good. This kid's going to be really good.
I agree. I think the Orioles thing is going to be a very much like Buster Posey thing with Adley Rutschman.
Yeah, he's that good. That's a really badass pick, Steven. Yeah. I can't lie.
Ben, who do you have in the National League?
It's a good pick.
I am going with my reasoning. So it was a race in the NL MVP for a long time this year between Acuña and Mookie. If Mookie's going to play shortstop at a high level, we're following WAR. His WAR is going to go through the roof because shortstop's a lot harder to play. Right. So I'm taking Mookie. Person.
Fuck.
He's just really good.
Fuck.
Okay. Whoever wants to go next.
I guess I'll go because
you're at Mookie. Okay.
I literally the same fucking exact goddamn fucking reason. I literally wrote WAR SS greater sign too big.
It's just the stupid thing that they care about.
It's what they care about. It's ridiculous. And which player would I rather on the Yankees? Acuña. I'm taking Mookie for the simple.
Sure.
No, of course it's close. Yeah. But 70 stolen bases and everything he could do. No, I'd take Acuña. But for what I think that they're going to look at, I'm going with Mookie. Mm-hmm. And then for the AL MVP,
which one?
Soto.
Okay.
I think Soto. Wow. Yep. I nailed the Yankee pick last year with Cole and Cy Young. I think Soto is going to have a year that is just so grotesque that people are going to be like, what the fuck? Steve Cohen's going to give him $800 million. And at that point, please take him.
He's going to be a Yankee. There's no point in getting excited about it.
Adding the power to his game, like the over-the-top power that would happen in Yankee Stadium is going to be a
break. And that's
because he's always been like a 30-ish, which is like fine.
Right, but he's going to add 20 home runs.
Yeah.
He's got Judge in the lineup protecting him. Like
he's not leaving the Yankees.
Like he can annihilate that porch if he wants.
Oh my gosh, in heaven. He's got to hit a pop-up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's on base literally 60% of the time. It's absurd. And not even because he's a Yankee. You guys know my feelings in Yankees. I'm not biased. I'm nothing. The fact,
if anything, it's a detriment to be a Yankee.
100%. I agree. I agree. He's going to be so good. He's in the contract year of a contract that could arguably pay him. I don't think he'll reach Ohtani numbers, even though deferred money. I'm not counting that.
$585 million.
He's 25 years old, and there is an argument he's the best player in baseball on the offensive side. You know what I mean? Because obviously Ohtani pitches and hits, but whatever. Tough. I am taking Juan Soto, and I am stupidly confident that he wins MVP and has just an absurd season.
Before anybody else goes, I just want to say how surprised I am that Snacks is being complimentary to Ohtani. He hates Ohtani.
I hate him. I do think he's a fraud.
I know it, but you're saying he's the best.
I've said it on the show how many times?
Yeah, because he had one bad start at Yankee Stadium, so his life.
No, wrong. He had three.
I'm sorry, Dev. I'm assuming your picks are going to be similar Yankee wise, so I want to hear what you have to say, Dev.
Fuck Ohtani.
So yeah, fuck Ohtani. I'm going to go Mookie Betts also because I think he's just going to eat in that lineup. And with the shortstop getting the more WAR, all that kind of stuff is fine. But I just think batting with Shohei next to him, kind of. I just, how do you not have better numbers just having him bat us? So Mookie Betts for the NL. The American League, I'm not going Juan Soto. I'm going to go Aaron Judge.
Okay.
I had a feeling.
I think having Juan Soto bat in front of Aaron Judge and getting on base over and over and over again, Judge is going to have like 130 something RBIs or more this year. Like, you have a guy who just gets on base every time he's up, and you're going to have a guy who just mashes home runs every time he's up. Judge is going to have 50 plus bombs and like 140 RBIs this year.
There is a possible outcome here that Soto hits like 25 homers but has like a 500 on base percentage. Because he just walks the whole time.
Aaron Judge wants to finish 1-2 in the MVP race, and then like Yordan Alvarez will be in there at number 3. Like, yeah. I think Judge and Soto batting next to each other, they're gonna steal votes from each other, but eventually I think that Judge ends up taking it. If he stays healthy. If Judge is gonna be healthy all season, he's gonna have a monster year. Yeah. It's gonna be ridiculous.
I do agree with that. Now, can I pose a question real quick before Danny, before you get to your pick?
Yeah.
And again, no Yankees bias. You guys know I'm a diehard Yankee fan that hates the Yankees, but Judge, Soto back to back in a lineup. One answer in our lifetimes has got to be one of, if not the best. I'm trying to think, and the first one
this that is came to potentially
my mind,
what we thought Stanton and Judge was going to be. You did.
No, because Stanton was just, to me, just like home runs. Like, Soto was just an overall player. I think Poppy and Manny would be my first go-to.
That's fair. I thought you meant Yankee-wise.
Oh, no. I meant like overall, like overall, just like back-to-back. Yeah. Like Pujols and Edmund, or, you know.
Even that.
Yeah, Pujols, maybe Roland, but not to that extent.
Yeah, listen, those three could have won MVP. Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be, if David Wright, they both stay healthy, if they both stay healthy and do what they can do, I mean, that's going to be right up there with Babe Ruth and what's
his name? Babe Ruth and old.
I can't wait for Soto to come out with a cigar in his mouth to
zip that.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, 1-2 in the Cy Young voting, not Cy Young, MLB, MVP voting is going to be Judge and Soto in the AL. I'm telling you right now.
I could easily see that too.
All right.
Danny, which Yankee are you picking?
I'm going with Devin, actually.
Going Judge.
Devin's reasoning is really good because he might just
drive in and insane.
He's gonna be that guy that has 150 RBIs.
You took the number out of my head.
He's supposed to be LeMayu, but he's gonna be hurt
for the first like couple weeks probably.
Okay. And then I heard you'll probably
see Verdugo up there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We're just walking people to start the game.
I think they're gonna have Volpe hit low in the lineup to start the year.
If Volpe proves that
he can get on base and he's gonna hit for average, he's the perfect leadoff hitter.
I forgot it was BT or Sal, but they mentioned that and he was like, yeah. I don't know about that yet because he's going to have to like stay there.
It's going to be like Verdugo probably leading off until DJ gets back. I mean, I know they messed around with having Rizzo lead off at one point last year, but I don't like that.
Neuralytics.
Yeah, I would say Verdugo probably leads off.
All right, I'm with Judge. That. All right, Judge.
Danny, you have an NL MVP?
NL. See, the thing with the Dodgers, they're going to cancel all of them out.
It's possible.
That's a nice call. Yeah.
But you could obviously make a call on Betts, Ohtani, and Freeman. I'm going to go Bryce Harper.
That's a solid.
He doesn't have to play the outfield.
That's a really solid pick.
He's playing first base. He doesn't have to do quote unquote more strenuous activity. And we know he could play it, and then he could play DH whenever the hell he wants. So
sure. I'll go with say war wise, they tend to hurt you in your first baseman, but Goldschmidt won it a few years ago, so it shouldn't be that big of a problem.
All right. American League and National League Cy Youngs. Who wants to kick this off?
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Danny, do it. Danny, you just went last. You go.
Let's see. I'm going to go Burns for the AL. And then I was jokingly going to say Chris Sale because he's going to be a Brave. but like I'm going to go
pitchers on the Braves. You could
I'm going to go. I'm going to go Strider on the Braves.
All right. Well, that's.
Sorry.
That's okay. Just sorry. Same thing.
I got Strider also in the National League. And then American League, I have Castillo in Seattle.
Does anybody else feel like he's like 40 years old? He's been
in the league for
so good.
That's because there's so many Luis Castillos.
His name is Luis Castillo.
Didn't one drop a pop up once?
I don't think so. I don't actually.
He also broke his leg falling on a glove walking into the dugout. So
he's kind of special.
What uniform was he wearing?
I don't remember.
They always wear.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, yeah, my picks are in. Danny took my pick. Didn't take them. We just agree.
Vin?
NL, I'm going to go Zach Wheeler for...
I thought about Wheeler.
All time sake.
I think it's his time. I don't want to go Burns because I feel like he's the...
Obvious pick.
Obvious pick.
I thought about that too.
That's why I didn't go with Burns.
Castillo. He was my other option, and then you said it, and I was like, I want to be different. But
the other option I had also with Seattle was Kirby.
Yeah, any of those guys really. I mean, it's possible.
Listen, until about 3 weeks ago, it was Cole. It was hands
down. The Rays had no one left. And the fucking... It could be
winning that none of us have taken any.
Steven, can you asterisk mine? And subject to change if Jordan Montgomery signs with the Yankees.
Jordan Montgomery, if he signs with the Yankees.
Only the Yankees.
Dev, who do you got?
So, NL, I feel like everybody has him with Spencer Strider. So, I'm going to go with Spencer Strider in the NL. In the AL, I'm going to go...
He's going to announce for Tommy John surgery tomorrow morning.
No, maybe the next Brave will win it.
AL, I'm going to go with somebody that none of y'all said. And I'm going to go with Tarik Skubal of the Tigers.
Tigers, yep.
I was thinking, like, I'm going Tigers and Reds. Year. Who am I picking off these teams?
15 and 7, a 2.8 ERA last year.
I can't say they're on the cusp and not there yet and then give a guy a Cy Young Award.
Yeah.
I know, but the Cy Young is just an individual award, though, and he could have a great season and they could still be bad. I mean, looked at DeGrom getting no offensive help ever, and he won Cy Young.
He won a Cy Young winning 10 games 1 year.
Right, so, like, I mean, I think Skubal is really good. I think that he could be, like, the dark horse Cy Young. So I'm going to go with him.
It's a good pick.
Managers of the year, I took, of course, the Orioles, Hyde. I think he won it last year, too. Maybe?
I don't remember.
He probably did. And I'm going to take, so I think the Giants are going to have a good year and be a wild card team. Bob Melvin's going to win one for the National League.
Okay. I'm going to say
it was Skip Schumacher who won it last year. For the National
League. Oh, right. I forgot about
that. In the Marlins.
Yeah. I'm going to say the teams I've been talking about that are going to surprise. So, AJ and David Bell is the Reds manager. I wanted to say it because I knew you were going to say the same fucking thing.
Literally the same fucking thing. I'm staring at same fucking thing.
You said the Astros manager, right?
No, the Tigers manager.
Oh, the Tigers manager. Yeah.
Well,
he was at one point.
Astros,
he was.
Yeah.
He was, and then he introduced garbage cans. Yeah.
Beltran did.
Introduced garbage cans.
Excuse me. Someone had to put them out there while Beltran was in.
Someone had to do it, and he just didn't do anything about it. And that's really
unbelievable. Get me off of this fucking stream. If I agree with Vin one more time, I may put a bullet in
my head. So excited for you guys to have the World Series. Yeah. The world is ending. We're all going to bed and not waking up tomorrow because of how much you guys have agreed.
Oppenheimer.
Dev?
I'm going to go with Joe Espada, the Astros. And with the NL, I mean, how do you not go with either Snicker or fucking Roberts?
So which one is it?
I'm going to say Snicker.
All right. Fuck that guy.
I know, but it's going to be one of them.
Yeah, I mean.
The two things the Braves do, pitching and managers. They just have a machine that they just like, all right, hey, push the button. We need a new one.
Yeah, and losing to the Yankees in the World Series.
Danny, managers?
I'm going Snicker and everybody's favorite manager in the Bronx, Aaron Boone. Just because of Soto and Judge. And everybody's going to see Snacks' head is going to explode. That's exactly what I that's going to happen this year.
Listen, we took his remember, we took his right-hand man to be the Mets manager.
Oh, you that guy idiot. You guys stink.
I can't believe they literally were like, hey, Danny, the Yankees have a great bench coach. We should let that guy manage.
Oh, yeah, because they were so successful. Danny, let me tell you something.
I'm trolling. Clearly.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, thank God.
No, but that's his pick, though.
It's 100% a troll
pick. It's manager of the year, not puppet of the year.
I'm sorry, puppet of the year.
To be fair, most managers are puppets now.
They're all puppets.
Yeah.
They're all puppets at this point.
Not like him.
No, Espada is going to be a good manager, and I know he was a very big person in the Yankees coaching staff, so that's a good one.
Not as big as
Mendoza, right?
Carlos Mendoza. I keep wanting to call him.
I will never forget.
Mendoza winning manager of the year this year.
I will never forget. I text Snacks, or Snacks texted me, and I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? I had no idea who the Yankees bench coach was. And he goes, yeah, he was the bench coach. I'm like, oh.
In fairness, most teams, you probably can't name their bench coach.
Right. Imagine going into an interview and be like, yeah, I was the bench coach for Aaron fucking Boone. Oh, you're hired. I'm honestly starting to think Frank was a lot more right than he is, and this is Wilpon 2.0 because that is an embarrassing hire. Sorry. Are we done? Can I get to my World Series pick?
Yes, go ahead.
Did you go, Devin? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm good. You're good.
I cannot believe that.
Who's the World Series pick and the winner?
Oh, I know. In the American League. I can't believe I'm doing this. Orioles.
Okay.
I really think that youth and the experience last year, even though they got wiped, adding Corbin Burns and that bullpen, it is ridiculous.
Does Baltimore burn down winning the American League, or do the people wait until to see if they actually win the World Series?
No, if they win the American League, it'll burn down.
Okay. Just
because they're not going to win.
So there won't even be a city for a World Series. So whoever wins the National League automatically wins the World Series.
There's not a big difference between the way it is now and burnt down. So it won't.
It's a very good point.
We've been there. Ben and I were there. It's true.
And boys, the three of you that host the show.
Oh, he's picking the Phillies.
He's picking the Mets. Doesn't even make the playoffs.
The Philadelphia Phillies, your 2024. World Series champions.
Oh, they're finally going to make, go over the hump? Okay. I could see it.
So Saquon scoring touchdowns and the Phillies are going to win in a World
Series. It's their time. They have been right on the cusp of, the last 2 years? It's time.
Well, at least this World Series will help with the ratings compared to last year. It'll definitely get much better ratings.
That is very true.
You would hope.
My picks are in Phillies over Baltimore.
All right, Dev, who do you got?
In the NL, I'm going to go with the Braves. I think they end up beating the Dodgers in the NLCS.
I think that's fair.
In the AL, I'm going to also go with the Orioles.
Okay.
And your World Series champions will be the Atlanta Braves.
Wow, me and you just hate those guys. We hate these three.
I just think the Braves are so good, and yeah, I know
the hot pitch is going to be the thing about it is so, they both have the Orioles going to the World Series. Imagine they just win the World Series.
They just ignore it.
They're both trolling us, and then the Orioles win the World Series.
The Orioles have never in my life been a threat. If they win, I don't care.
Is the same point I have with the Packers. The Lions could win the Super Bowl. I don't give a shit.
I've never cared about them.
The Bears.
Even the Bears. Like, nobody in that
division. Any of them. The Vikings are the only team I hate in my division.
Right, right.
The Orioles haven't been relevant since Jeffrey Mayer stuck his hand over the ball.
Well, that franchise died then.
Yeah. They're going to be relevant.
It's literally been a curse of Jeffrey Mayer since
that Armando Benitez.
Good kid. Good kid.
Oscar.
Anyway, I'm also picking the Orioles to play the Dodgers, and the Dodgers are going to win. It's chalk, but I just – they're very good.
They're very good. I hate I hate chalk with the NL. It's Dodgers. They're stupid. Just so stupid. And then I think it will be the.
I should have picked the Reds Tigers World Series.
Go ahead, Dan. Pick the New York Yankees and make
let it go full circle, right?
No, I'm not picking the Yankees. I think the Astros.
World is
I think the Astros have one final year in them with their main core.
I would puke if there was a Yankee Dodger World Series. Just the world would be disgusting.
The world would end if it was a Tigers Reds World Series.
No, you would. Yeah.
You thought last year didn't have any views.
You would hate a Yankee Braves World Series way more.
I feel like people would watch the Tigers Red World Series because it's like, are these two teams really supposed to be here?
You've been through those when you were two. You weren't there to watch.
Danny, who's winning the World Series?
Dodgers. They'll get their one non-COVID World Series.
No, they're going to fail.
So,
backfire will fail.
As much as I want the Orioles to go, like Danny said, the Astros got that 1 year left in them.
Yeah.
Even though most of their guys have 1 year left on their contracts after this. I think this is that last year they're going to get that far. But they are going to run into the Braves winning a second World Series in the past couple of years.
It's shocking it hasn't happened already with the Astros because, like, they already lost Springer.
Well, they're
supposed to hit that wall every year,
right? But like, Tucker replaced Springer, and then Yordan came up more, and Pena, who's not really even that good.
But they have Rafael Montero in their bullpen. That's the key.
You said he was their closer before. They signed Josh Hader. Josh Hader is their closer.
Is he though?
Yeah.
Can we all agree?
Once a week, though.
He doesn't care anymore now. I picked the Phillies, but can we all agree as baseball fans, we deserve Braves versus Dodgers because those two are absolute behemoths. And like in the NLCS, like that is
right.
Their units.
You give me them and you give me an Astro Orioles ALCS. I'll watch those rounds.
I want the Braves and the Dodgers to sweep everybody else they play. So they're healthy and ready in the pitching set. Yeah, and like, let's go toe to toe.
There's no excuse. Oh, they win five games. I think the Braves are going to be able to outpitch them.
Sale is a huge X factor. If Sale is close to the way he's supposed to be, that's the X factor.
I just like the Braves, man. That lineup top to bottom is so balanced.
Stupid.
It's just, they're so good. They're the most well-rounded baseball team.
And they have the boost of Jared Kelenic, who's just going to be good because
he's batting like .012.
The bottom of the Dodger lineup does not keep up with the bottom.
No, they don't. I feel like the Braves lineup is longer. The Dodgers have the star power, but the Braves are so balanced and nasty. 1 through 9, I would not want to pitch to any of those guys.
I can tell you it's not fun.
I didn't even realize that there was meaningful baseball today, and I was at work at 4 o'clock.
But then they have to go back, so they play again this morning,
and then they go play spring training,
and then they go play.
And then
more
they're playing three more spring training games. Like, what's the point of playing?
Stupidest thing in the world.
Just go home and sit there.
Just go get What they should do is go to San Diego and be prepared for a San Diego Dodger matchup.
They're not even playing each other.
Shit. Boys, I don't know where my charger is. I'm about to die.
We're done anyway.
Well, we're done anyway.
All right. Well, yeah. Good.
Devin, Snacks, thank you as always. Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. Snacks, get ready for our NBA playoff preview show that you're joining us for.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm all in for that.
Once a year I could do this. That's it.
Once a year, we do it like three times a year.
I can't believe we agree this much. Oh, shit. I get literally 1%.
Vin? Like, literally, the world's about to end because of how much they agreed with each other. Yeah. Gentlemen, it was a pleasure, as
Everybody
always.
Everybody get one good last night of sleep in before the world ends.
Snacks.
He died.
His computer died for all the agreeing that you guys did.
Exactly.
That's exactly what just happened. We'll talk to you guys soon. Enjoy.